There's a thousand dreams in this sleeping city. Or so they tell me. I wouldn't know. I haven't slept in what feels like years. And on the rare occasion when I do fall asleep, the same dream plays over and over. I've done everything I can to try and shake it. That's why I'm here, in this forgotten corner of the city. To get away from the dreams.
Mr. Weller.
Come on, Phyllis. Let me sleep a little longer.
Oh. It's me, Mrs. Jackson.
What?
I got to clean up.
Oh, what time is it?
It's the middle of the afternoon. We talked about you sleeping here. I rented you an office, not an apartment.
Can't you come back later?
I've put it off as long as I can. But to be honest, something's starting to smell. Oh, it's you.
Thanks.
You've got to start taking better care of yourself.
That's why I have you.
Who do you think I am? Your mother? Here.
What's that?
It's an egg salad sandwich. Give me back the container when you're done.
Oh, you do care. Hey, there used to be a bottle on my desk.
I threw it out. It was empty.
No, it wasn't.
It was, after I poured it down the drain.
What did you do that for?
Because I care, remember?
Yeah, but careful with that, it's my filing system.
It's a garbage can.
That's where I file the stuff that starts with G.
You think because your cuffs are frayed and there's a grease spot on your shirt that you fit in around here? I know that you used to be a cop.
Detective.
Whatever. You were doing something for the community. Now all you do is take pictures of cheating husbands.
And wives. Wives cheat too.
It's people's private business and you're snooping around in it.
That's because I'm a private investigator. It's in the title. I provide a necessary service for the fidelity challenged.
You got more class than this.
Maybe in another life.
We only got one life. What do you want me to do with these letters from Hendricks, Thorne, and Green?
That's my wife's lawyer. File it under G.
You behind on your alimony again?
Again? I'm offended by that assumption.
I clean up after you. I know everything about you.
Somehow I don't find that comforting. So I'm a little behind. I just need one big case that'll set me up, get my head above water.
You could start by taking a bath.
What was that? Hey, get the blinds, would you? Usually the streets around here were deserted in the morning, but it was afternoon, wasn't it? In this neighborhood, people crawled out of their holes at night. Life is always kinder in the dark. The junction, they called it. One-time intersection of trains and factories. Now the only things that met are hard pavement and lost souls. I could see a crowd forming down below, and in the distance, I heard that familiar wail. I wasn't a cop anymore, but that sound always got inside me and stirred something up. I would never completely shake it. I'm going down to see what happened. I scanned the crowd and saw the regular, upstanding members of the community. Squeegee kids trying to make a buck, crazy Marge who never let go of her grocery cart, the usual assortment of down-and-out men from the mission across the street, none of whom I could look in the eye. I was one step away from that life if I didn't get a decent case. Then I saw her. She didn't belong here. She was clean. She looked over at me. She had the most piercing blue eyes I had ever seen. The kind of eyes that... Ow! Watch it!
Get your stinking hands off my cart.
Calm down, Marge. I wasn't even touching it.
It moved. I felt it. I got my eye on you.
Okay, okay.
You have no idea how valuable this is. It's protecting me.
Weller?
Detective Salmon, something fishy going on?
Gee, Weller, that joke never gets old.
How are things at the 52nd?
Yeah, nice and peaceful now that you're gone. What are you doing here?
I like the ambiance.
You live around here?
I got an office across the street. You know what they say. Location, location, location. Any idea what happened?
I was hoping you could tell me. Looks like the victim walked out into traffic and was hit.
And the car sped off.
Yeah. So far, eyewitnesses pegged the car as a blue hatchback, a stretch limo, and an alien spacecraft.
It's true. They're back. I saw them with my own eyes.
That's a pretty big ball of tinfoil you got there, ma'am.
Who's back?
Come on, Weller, don't encourage her.
To get into your mind? You have no idea what happened.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. I got your statement. So if you'll kindly move along.
I warned you. Don't come running to me when they've taken your mind.
Charming. You have any idea who the victim is?
Yeah, I've seen him around. Tried to bum a smoke off of me a couple of times. Name's Jason, I think. Better double check at the mission. The lifeless body lay on the street. All those years on the force, and I still got a twinge in my gut when I looked at death. Then I noticed something. Hey, Salmon, where's the blood?
What?
He hit the pavement and he doesn't even have a nosebleed.
That's the medical examiner's job to figure out.
I was in my office and heard the tires screech, then the engine rev. What direction was the car coming from?
Westbound.
But the skid marks are going the other way. I don't think this guy died from being hit by a car.
This isn't your beat anymore, Weller.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me know if you come across anything. You have my number?
Let me get my phone. Stupid battery keeps dying.
You need to upgrade. Look at mine. Expanded memory, GPS.
You get some pictures of the crowd.
I always take pictures, all in high res. I got an app for everything.
They got one for solving a murder.
Did I tell you how much I miss your wisecracks, Weller? Hey, you ever think of coming back?
Are you getting all sentimental on me?
No, we don't have anyone to fleece at poker.
I spent the rest of the day working on a case. My only case. A routine divorce. I knew the husband's moves before he did. I wondered if seeing all this betrayal was taking layers off my own integrity. Maybe I was getting soft. I kept thinking about that hit and run. Dead on the street with no one to remember him. And no blood. My mind wouldn't let it go. There was only one solution to overthinking, and it was a smooth one.
Cliff! Just the man I wanted to see.
Hey, Nikki. Set me up, would you?
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you.
Hi, Cliff.
Veronica, you singing tonight?
Uh-huh. You got any requests?
How about have a drink with me?
I don't know that one. Who wrote it?
Some guy, sitting at a bar.
He better stick to his day job.
Maybe he's got some hidden talents.